happens, folks. But once again, this is Man vs. Mob Radio. I'm your host, Patrick Clerkin. My guests tonight were Chris and Oliver, and I'm signing off. Take care. Putting myself back on the air because nobody has come in to claim the next time slot, so why can't I stage a coup and commandeer the next 20 minutes? So one thing that I forgot to mention, which is let me turn off the automation, which is kind of important, which I often forget, is that I also have a podcast, and you should check that out. It's also called Man vs. Mob, and you can find it on its website, by the way, when I say verse, it's a V, not a VS. So you can find it on the website, www.manvmobpodcast.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram at manvmobpodcast. So check those out. New episodes are every Wednesday, and there are 4 episodes out so far. This next episode is going to be a pretty long one. Generally, my episodes are dialogues. I enjoy talking with people. I don't really enjoy monologues, but this episode is going to be a monologue, and it's going to have a lot of pretty important information. I think it's going to be pretty eye-opening information, pretty interesting stuff, which I haven't really heard a lot of people saying. So I encourage you to listen to that when it comes out on Wednesday. And the episode is going to be called... the things you know that just ain't so, which is based on that Mark Twain line about it's not the stuff you don't know that gets you into trouble, it's the stuff you do know that just ain't so. So check out the podcast episodes Wednesday, and check out the radio episodes every Monday night at 7, Man v. Mob. Chris, you've got the headphones on, and you've got a mic. Do you want to say anything?
Oh, I can't hear anything through these... through the cans right now.
Oh, you can't?
No.
All right.
I didn't want to tell you that because I can't
hear it. Hold on.
I can hear it.
Maybe you grabbed the wrong ones.
Oh, the ones.
We're having the same technical difficulties all over again.
And we're back.
We're back.
Look, we're taking over.
Do we're you back wanna, with more, man.
Do you want to just mom. Basically riff off of the PSA book? Or... we could just sing some live tunes, or we could, read the graffiti on the walls. Well, actually, you could probably have to be careful about that. But do you notice that a lot of the graffiti on the wall has red teardrops, like Abe Lincoln and Iron Man and whatever that thing is? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, all the bumper stickers in the bathroom have the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
They're,
I'm just stupid, I guess.
If you've killed someone, you get a teardrop tattoo under your eye.
Oh, that's what it means.
So they're,
but they're not red. They're not red
they're
teardrops.
Gangsters.
They're gangsters. Yeah, that makes sense.
You didn't know Abe Lincoln was a gangster?
This is pretty creative stuff. I could add to it in no meaningful way. I would have garbage. Actually, you know what? That doodle that we drew in Mr. Johnson's class. put that up there.
Which,
do you remember, we had to come up with a business idea, and it was pineapple pancakes.
And that was,
we had to pitch it,
which was our better idea, because the original one was read to the poor.
Which was not a charity that needed to exist, which is why it was freaking hilarious, because I believe that he was sitting up there, and probably a lot of the rest of the class was sitting there saying, why does this need to exist?
Our tagline was literally, read to the poor, they can't afford books. Which is, and we were baffled when we had to go back and think of a new project. We just yelled at Ty Canada.
And so when the poor eventually decide that they don't enjoy being read to, do you just force them to sit down again, like Miss Griswold might have done at one point?
Griswold. So inside.
Yeah, do you remember those days, though, where you would go to library as a scheduled block of class?
I do. I remember. Do you remember iBlock?
Ooh, no, I don't remember iBlock.
We only had them twice.
Sounds like iCarly.
That's.
I don't think it's the same, though.
No, iBlock was the same. They only had them our junior and senior year, so we only got two of them. But it was a whole day where you would just go from classroom to classroom and do different presentations and slideshows and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that at all?
That was experimental.
Yes,
Did they kind of get rid of that afterwards?
I don't know. I would have kept up to it.
I do remember. And then...
I remember... Oh, no, I'll say that.
There was something... grade school was overly constricted. I did not at all like the fact that when we went to library, we had to be read to. That was not my thing. It's like, you know, when you go to library... I want to pick my own book, or I want to do something else.
You remember the day, force? Every now and again, they'd have a book fair, and you could go around and pick out your book.
Most kids did not get books, though. They got the pencil toppers, and there was a slow creep of
pencil toppers.
More of the stuff becoming not books in the Scholastic book fair.
Or you'd get the magazine that's full of appealing-looking things, and you bring it back to your parents.
And it's crap. Yeah, it's total crap. I remember. Yeah, but there were some good books. Like, I was just thinking about
Captain Underpants. That was like a Captain book fair Underpants exclusive.
Was great. I was never allowed to get Captain Underpants.
Really?
You lived too a deprived racy. Life. Too racist?
Too racist.
It was pretty racist. Yeah, it was a little bit concerning, the Captain Underpants books. I remember if I was a parent, I would probably be somewhat skeptical, but... I guess if I looked, The Perilous Plot of Professor Poopy Pants. See, they had entertaining titles.
Yeah, they had all the Flipperama, too.
Flipperama. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. If we,
exactly.
We
could do you know what Flipperama is?
Does this an entire radio show where you just read Captain Underpants.
Where we just do Flipperama.
You could do it
in
your
smile in this room while
it's dead and air. Nobody else is participating. Yeah, we could do that. Do you remember the... You must remember these. It would be insane if you didn't. Although you... Oliver went to a private school, and maybe they didn't deal with this riffraff there, but do you remember having to do magazine sales? So you go around and you'd sell magazine subscriptions. What was that about?
I remember being in the Boy Scouts, and we had to sell popcorn.
See, that's normal. And by the way, the Boy Scouts got shafted when it came to quality things to sell to people, because... Girl Scout cookies are incredible, and Boy Scout popcorn is just forgettable.
Utterly forgettable. It's really not that impressive compared to the Girl Scout cookies.
Yep. And there's definitely some 80-20 rule when it comes to those Girl Scout cookies, too. Probably, what is it, the peanut butter ones with the chocolate on them? The Thin Mints get all the love, and then every other cookie just gets totally screwed over.
Call in and tell us your favorite Girl Scout cookie at 855.
The magazine
9636. That's 855-915.
See,
9636.
Now I'm thinking that I probably should have just had the format of the show been us talking about random things
from North
grade
Reading.
School or from Boy Scouts or whatever. Just kind of riffing off things rather than formal. Yeah, but I'm saying the format of the show before, it's talking about serious stuff.
It's tough to go serious right off the bat.
Yeah, it is tough to go serious. So I'm learning, like Ralph Wiggum. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is that from the TV show?
Yes. Yeah, in The Simpsons. It was Superintendent Chalmers showed up to view the students, and Ralph goes, I'm learning, Super Nintendo Chalmers. Gotta love Ralph.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the point about the magazine drive, because...
Partially repressed for you? Because no. Why did that happen?
I don't know.
Why would... concerning that there was sort of like an underground labor market of recruiting children to sell magazines to people?
Speaking of pyramid schemes.
Yeah, where in charge of
multi-level marketing?
Very multi-level marketing and involving child labor too. Yeah. With the promise of a limo lunch?
Yeah, limo lunch, or you could stand in the big wind machine and catch dirty dollar bills.
What?
Yeah, you know those kind of tacky game shows where... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this was on display in front of the auditorium. It was in magazine guy's apartment. Yes, everybody.
You get to go to the magazine guy's apartment and get dollar bills from the wind machine.
Unclothed. Oh my God.
He's told every date, hey, do you want to go play in the dollar room?
Dollar room? Yeah, so
I forgot about the limo
lunch.
A
new winner every day.
Yeah. The limo lunch was highly coveted.
Where was it?
It was pretty cool. So the earlier ones were to McDonald's, which was approximately 2 miles down the street. So the fact that they brought limos to the school.
Bring a limo to McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yes. And you were
like, you go all out with a
limo. You weren't eating
at
McDonald's. I believe you would come back to McDonald's. And each student that went was on a limit of what their budget was so that they didn't get the entire dollar menu. So some kids just bought something and pocketed it and brought it back to school just to eat it in front of other kids. They couldn't go on it, basically. Well, do you remember feeling like such a badass when you left? If you got a Lunchable and you ate it in front of the other kids, like peasants, or B, if you, what?
I've never got Lunchables.
Oh, it was like,
I don't know if I ever really understood the appeal of Lunchables.
They're not good.
What's badass about a Lunchable?
When you're a kid, though, they're cool because they're unique and it's everything. It's not like a soggy sandwich.
In my opinion, Lunchables are played out.
They were played out. Well,
why would they be more badass than a Kid Cuisine?
Well, Kid Cuisine, you have no means of heating up.
Not necessarily. You could use that burning intellect of yours there, Pat.
You bring it to the lunch.
Well, Lunchables are boring, though. They're just crackers that you could stack one piece of
pepperoni
on. I agree
that, in theory, a Kid Cuisine is better than a Lunchable, but there's no means of consuming it in a cafeteria.
Whip out your Kid Cuisine in the middle of the lunch.
I'd love to go back and be that kid.
I think, and you're eating like a partially thawed Kid Cuisine. I think you're confusing middle school cafeterias with break rooms in corporate America.
Oh,
with
God. Bring your Kid Cuisine to the break room.
Well, yeah.
Cuisine to work day.
Yeah, bring your Kid Cuisine to work.
Well, some people prefer Hungry Man with their corn spilling over into their brownies.
What?
The mixing of the different compartments of the... What do you call them? The BTV dinner. Speaking about PTSD, that corn in the brownie.
Yeah, gross lunches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we should probably start an investigation into the whole magazine sales thing because that.
Do you think they do
has
that anymore?
Never been. They. I'm sure they.
It's
still
a cover up.
It's a cover up for what?
Benghazi.
Smart. Yep. That makes a lot of sense.
When in doubt,
actually.
Go Benghazi.
I go emails.
Emails?
Yeah.
Like that all the kids nowadays are using email and like, you know.
Kids? The kids?
Kids are really using emails. I mean, is this just
back in my day.
The emails.
We
like
had the
YouTube.
Character to write our own letters.
I always like to blame the problems of the youth on Marilyn Manson and emails because the quote is very outdated.
Yeah, I wonder what Marilyn Manson's up to these days. Writing emails, I'm sure.
That is quite a generation gap, though, where it's. I feel guilty because, you know, my parents and a lot of baby boomers still communicate largely through email, because I get it. It's when you're trying to use text messaging and you're not used to it, you're not native to it, and your eyesight isn't as great as it used to be, and you're just not used to the phone screen, texting must suck. But, you know, it's just so much easier and what I'm used to, and it's what I spend a lot of my time on. So when I send a text to, you know, somebody like a baby boomer, and it takes them a lot longer to send a text back, I feel like a jerk. And I also necessarily, you know, they're more native to emails now, and I don't really check my emails that often.
Or they'd be the most native to calling. You could just pick up the phone and call them.
Yeah, but nobody really calls anymore. Call voicemails, too. I mean, I guess I should say voicemail and email. So I try to really frequent my inbox when I have availability, but it's, I really dislike email in the voicemail box too. Even with the transcription now, you like getting that?
I do. I like getting a voicemail. I like that much more than just getting a missed call and a text, hey, or whatever.
Yeah.
I like the sound of people's voicemails.
Yeah, you can.
Hey, you know, it's me. I'm calling because I'm thinking about you.
Yeah, if you're...
Isn't that so nice?
Yeah, good when you're leaving a quick message to somebody and improvising, and most people aren't good at that, which might be why I don't like emails, because it's just a collection of people's awkward stammerings, but...
To whom it may concern.
To whom it may concern. Yeah. So I have certainly some voicemails that I need to get rid of, and they're just deep in that voicemail box that I never clean out. What do you... Do you have a normal... voicemail message of your voice, or is it just sort of the robot?
No, it's just the robot.
Mm. Why would you, is that a conscious choice, or you just didn't want to do it?
No, I never set it up, and then yeah. I wouldn't want to do just a straight, hey, this is Chris, leave a message. I'd want to play around with it, but I don't have the interest in.
You should do it right now.
What am I guessing?
We could all be on it. Hey, ooh, everybody.
I think that we could just harmonize after the the like book here
and barbershop.
Ready?
We are Chris,
and we're here to.
I called Chris and told him about the Don't Sonic, and we're singing My Humps out of tune. I don't know. I'll just email him.
We are Chris, huh? Okay.
I am Chris. We are many.
You could really play around and have a lot of fun with voicemail.
Totally, I could be a rap name, people. Oliver Chris.
Oliver Chris, yeah.
Oliver Chris Patrick.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah.
Not down with it.
You're not invited into the rap name.
You're just commandeering my name and using it, but not inviting me into the name?
Nope. Not anymore.
Not into the harmony?
Disinvited.
This is a troubling microphone.
How many people are streaming right now?
Oh, yeah, I don't really know. I should check that more frequently.
We need viewers.
Do you have access to how many people are listening live?
Yeah, right now.
Really?
There are mobile stream 24.
Whoa!
So...
Who are you people?
There's 24 people that aren't humoring us right now?
Oh, yeah, by the way, people, you can call in. I haven't read that number in a while, but it's 855-915-9636. I'm even putting one leg up on the other leg right now. If there was a live stream video right now, you would be very impressed at how at ease I am.
And tonight only.
Yeah.
15th caller will get a complimentary foot massage by Patrick himself.
Don't promise that.
The 15th caller.
Not touching your feet.
It's going to happen.
And just tonight, the 14th caller gets let down gently.
Yeah, I would let down gently. So the rule of thumb is that the people who are streaming, the number that you see there, you triple it to get the total number of people listening. Because that would account for the people that are listening on radio and who you can't see. There's no means of accessing data on people who are listening via the radio. So it would be... 75 people, theoretically, that are listening right now.
When I was a young lad and I was delivering pizzas, I used to listen to college radio all the time. I loved it.
I wish that I knew about college radio when I was in college, because I would have listened a lot more. And I would have wanted to go on other people's programs. It was a blast going on some programs, but particularly when somebody has an agenda of what they do and then just destroying that agenda. And being completely improvisational. And I remember one of our friends in college invited us on his film review program, which was actually great because I enjoyed a lot of the movies that he enjoyed. And one of our mutual friends was talking about his girlfriend and how he liked to lick her teeth. It really threw the show for a loop, and I don't think he recovered from
lost all the viewers.
What did he like about licking them?
I don't know, but
did he like after she brushed, or did he like to, you know, earn that
kiss? I think it was like when they were kissing, and it was comment that I just died, and the other guy, the host of the show.
This is in all earnestness. He was saying
in all earnestness. Yeah,
he was and like, "Hey, you know,
I actually
you know, this movie's
him for
all fine and good."
But breaking news alert! Extra, extra.
But let's talk about how I like to make out with my girlfriend.
Do you think he went to like tongue kiss her one day and she wasn't having it, and he was just like, "You know what? This isn't bad either."
It might. I think that's how anything starts, right? I mean, the first person to try milking a cow. Just went over and started tugging those things. The bag of sausages on the bottom of a cow. So it's, yeah, just like anything. You go,
sounds all right, about right.
I'm going to try this. And then you discover that you like licking teeth.
Is this a mutual friend that we have?
No.
No. You have?
No.
Why'd you say we?
Me and the podcast host.
Okay.
Yeah. Or the radio show host. But it was pretty damn entertaining to see the response to that. So if you can ever share anything like that, please do. Not necessarily just based on weird kinks that you have, but just shot in the dark, throw for a loop facts or opinions.
Can we play a song?
We could play a song.
Are we not entertaining you?
No.
What do you want to play? What do you want to play?
Beach Boys.
I can't sing that one. I don't know the words.
The Beach Boys?
You're asking me to sing the song, right? Okay, yeah. Hold on. Let me look it up.
What Beach Boys song do you can do the best, Pat? Are you a God Only Knows or a Barbaran?
Ba ba ba
ba ba Barbaran.
Ba. We can do it.
Yeah, I don't think I could do either. But I'd like to. Oh man. You guys are pretty good.
Yeah.
Are you going to form a cover band? Beach Boys cover band?
Beach.
80s Joel?
We only play 80s Joel. What was that from?
Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah, sure.
80s Joel only.
We're the Niche Boys. We only play very specific Beach Boys songs.
The Niche Boys. That's very clever. I like that.
Yeah. We're the Beach Men. Speaking of the Beach Men, how about the Baja Men and Who Let the Dogs Out?
Are you asking to play it, or are you asking for opinions on it?
Can we play it?
We could do a music review show.
Can we play
That's
it?
Terrible music.
What about this? Do you see this? Ja Rule is putting out a music video for every song in his catalog.
What?
That's like, it's like 70 songs he'll have a music video for.
So has he never had music videos before? I don't get what.
No, he
already has four doing that.
Oh, he's got all that Firefly money.
Firefly? It's not Firefly, man. It's Fire Festival.
Is it? Whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right,
was
though.
Ja Rule
I actually don't think he has that money. Yeah, he was I don't know.
He's
I don't really know if he was an investor.
Free?
He was a promoter, though. Yeah. He was the one that really went out.
Fire
all
Festival.
And by the way,
Billy Madison prison for like 6 years for that.
Good. Yeah, good.
Did you say Billy Madison?
No, I said Billy Mack.
I don't think that was his name.
I think it was Firefly.
I don't know if you watched this documentary. It's Billy something again. Like Billy Costigan, but that's the guy from The Departed.
I don't think it is.
It's not Billy Madison. That's an
it's
Adam
Sandler
movie.
It's not Billy Madison. That's what I'm saying.
Billy. Yeah, I can't remember, but it's. So, I didn't know he was in jail. I liked both of those documentaries. I thought they were pretty awesome, but one of them actually interviewed him. The other one didn't at all. And I just realized how out of touch that I am with my own generation and things that people like when I was watching his first invention, the Meg. Do you know what I'm talking about, Oliver? There was fire Fraud was one of the documentaries, and then other
well,
one
I've
was
never
Fire
seen
Festival.
The documentaries themselves, but I've heard of what happened, how the
okay.
The guy tried to plan this thing and just didn't have the money for it, and
yes.
never admitted that things weren't going right, and flew all these people out to this obscure island and had no infrastructure to
yes,
support them.
That's exactly right.
And essentially Lord of the Flies in suit.
Yeah, kind of. There were FEMA tents set up for people in wet mattresses and the cheese sandwiches.
And then
there were people that were just roasting with memes all of the people who had gone to this festival.
The people who can, you know, who can afford to go to this festival are not accustomed to such conditions, I'm
yes.
sure.
Well, that's what was being memed. Is the people being roasted, like spit roasted on them. I think Ja Rule spit roasting them.
Billy McFarland was his name,
McFarland.
By the way. Billy Mac.
Yeah, I should have known that.
His big scheme before Firefly was the Magnesis, the credit card.
That's what I was going to bring up, is I don't relate to that at all. I just looking at a metal credit card, I wasn't really drawn to that idea. I just didn't really get why that was so attractive to people, but it was hugely popular. And some of the people that I watched the documentary with or talked about how cool they thought that was and how they wanted one. And I just, whoa, I'm just way out of touch.
Doesn't it seem like the people, like that only appeals to people that have some money to begin with but aren't super rich? Like wealthy suburban kids, I guess.
So you're talking
generalize.
About people with disposable income, but who aren't really wealthy.
The bourgeoisie.
Like, I have no interest to be...
Is it the petty bourgeois? Is that the term?
The nouveau riche.
The nouveau riche. The guy that you expect to be, is that what you started to say?
I was going to say, like, I don't want to be extra middle class. But I feel like people that are kind of, or their parents are wealthy, want to be at least perceived as very wealthy.
Yeah. Yeah, I can...
And those are the people that fall for those silly things.
I can definitely see elements of people who have an idea of wealth, who have never, and I'm not saying that I've, like, I grew up middle class, but I don't really, hang around wealthy people, but, I at least know that most wealthy people behave in a way that isn't how people that grew up poor perceive them to behave. Where it's sort of like the, there's that John Mulaney joke of people's perception of Donald Trump as he's like a caricature villain of how a wealthy person behaves. He lives in a gold tower and has bags of money or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's like...
How would a cartoon rich person act?
Exactly. How would a cartoon rich person act? So... Yeah, I think that a lot of people try to, when they don't have money, appear that they have wealth by, like, putting a nice body kit on a crappy car or something mm-hmm. like that. Status symbols, right? Yeah. So it's now apparent that we could just take this all night long because nobody's shown up. The only people that might show up are the FCC.
There's no mountain hosts in Medford.
Yeah, there's no... Oh, yeah, I should have mentioned this earlier, but the time slot that we're taking up right now belongs to No Mountains in Medford, and that's the program of the guy after me, and he's actually a great guy. I feel like sort of a jerk that I don't know his name off the top of my head, but he's a really nice guy, and he's got a great program, and I believe generally he plays jazz selections, but you should
play some jazz.
Check him out. And the program before me is... No, I can't... Get me a saxophone, I'll play some jazz.
Let's play some jazz.
The program before me is called Kid Cousins, and I actually don't know what that one is about, and I've...
I think it's self-explanatory. Is it a Drake and Josh theme?
Maybe. Yeah. That was the Drake and Josh theme heading into Man vs. Mob Radio. So you're not going to hear that every week. Just if you tuned in for that, I'm sorry to say that there will not be recurring Drake and Josh intro music. Once again, the studio line is 855-915-9636 if you wanted to call in and say anything. But this is just kind of extended after hours Man vs. Mob Radio. The
Calling
usual
for
time
relationship
slot.
Advice.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, we would just.
I'm kind of surprised we've come on the air when we're not supposed to be. Told them that we've just taken over, and no one is calling. No one has any question.
People don't want to participate in a coup that they don't know.
855-915.
This is a create your own coup. All right, 855-915-9636. Radio station coup. WMFO. What are your thoughts on the radio station coup? How are we doing
What's
so
your
far?
Favorite coup?
I think we're doing good. I like this.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm relaxed.
It's more relaxed. Yeah. I should have done this from the start. I regret the format that I had before. Aside from the interesting question that was called in.
Although,
by Anonymous.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's still listening.
I am curious.
He could be.
What if we did play Who Let the Dogs Out?
I kind of forget how to use...
What do you think would happen?
Rivendell. But
I think it would be a blast.
I could attempt.
I think it would really shift the energy.
I'm with you. Let's get some Fanta. Play Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yeah.
I think I'd kind of mess it up, to be honest with you. Like, I think it would start logging what shouldn't be logged.
Do you have to log the songs that are played?
Yeah, you're supposed to log it in the system that they have. Originally, I was using it's a software called Spinatron.
Yeah.
And I was using Spotify before, and we were told that, you know, you're not really supposed to stream off of Spotify anymore. So they moved away from that, and they told me to, and all the other DJs, to start using the in-house software,
well, I'm sure
Spinatron, to log it.
Yeah, because I'm sure that deals with royalties and everything else. Yeah, that they don't have to.
I'm sure
that.
It does. Yeah. So I don't want to, I don't know if me starting to play and log music is going to mess with what should have been during this time slot or anything like that. But actually, in general, I could incorporate music into the program again. I was doing that back in the summer, but it wasn't. Sorry to say that Who Let the Dogs Out is laughable music, but but it wasn't.
Sorry
se,
to say
laughable
that.
Laughable music like Who Let the Dogs Out or Smash Mouth. I'm thinking about the old mix CDs that my sister came home with, and they were like...
Now, that's what I call yacht
music. No. It wasn't... Yeah, it was kind of like those, but it wasn't legitimate CDs that you bought at the store. It was burnt CDs. What?
Before we move on, can I just mention about Smash Mouth?
You already have.
I had a friend in college who, in the month of April, sent a detailed email and a link to a different Smash Mouth song, just as a celebration of Smash Mouth. Like,
what is that guy doing now? That lead singer.
Oh, it's a lady.
No. I'm saying the lead singer of Smash Mouth.
The lead singers. I don't know. Did that guy have frosted tips?
Yeah, just like no.
Was that?
Maybe he did. I think we might be merging Guy Fieri with him because he looks like Guy Fieri.
The king of frosted tips, I'll tell you.
Do we know that Guy Fieri wasn't the lead singer of Smash Mouth?
No, I don't know for sure.
I don't know either.
Looks like we just started a conspiracy theory, boys.
Somebody once told me.
Well, he does have that
drive-ins and dives
conspiracy where he's never actually worn flame shirts. Like, you can never find. He's never worn a flame shirt on television. Yeah, the stereotype of him is someone in a flame shirt.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious, yeah.
He does look like a guy that would wear a flame shirt. Well, he looks like he'd wear a lot of Tommy Bahama, too.
Yeah, I like Guy Fieri. Seems like a guy
I think that he seems like he would be funny, and I remember a couple,
really personal.
A year ago, there was a review of one of his restaurants in Times Square, maybe, and it was just so scathing. They called his cocktails like radioactive piss or something like that. It was just so savage, the review. And then I remember somebody interviewed him after. He was just kind of like, yeah, well, that's their opinion. Good for you, Guy Fieri. Good for
well,
you.
Well, that's just like your opinion, man.
Precisely.
Do you remember the Smash Mouth song that they were celebrating with?
In what?
In your email that you received.
It was every day a different Smash Mouth song.
For the month of April?
And a different reflection.
For the month of April? Wait,
yeah.
Was it a Smash Mouth reflection?
It was like a reflection essay on the song and then a link to the song.
I take back my previous comment. The kids have figured out the email.
Yeah.
But they know how to use it.
Yeah,
but
that's like, how that's the pinnacle of how email should
like
be used.
That's like serial killer stuff. somebody sends you an essay a day about
there was a whole
insights
list.
About Smash Mouth.
There was a whole following
of Smash Mouth fans.
It's in fact, she did it the next year with Miley Cyrus, and the year after that, let's see, who was it? It was the band that Fountains of Wayne.
Oh yeah. Oh, I always laugh at that because Fountains of Wayne showed up at Northeastern once, and I believe people they started performing their new music, which who knew they had new music, and immediately
everyone's
people
just
go,
like, "Stacy's mom,
play Stacy's mom, and get
mom.
The F off the stage." Like, Fountains of Wayne must just hate.
They have a song called Maureen, which I like. That's another good song, but I don't know anything else.
Maureen, hit before. Huh?
Hmm. In a way, Fountains of Wayne is like the Celine Dion of their genre, in that they can't get past their one hit.
My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah, Celine Dion is in Vegas now.
She's the Canadian songbird, though. It's not like she
of My Heart Will
that.
Go On.
Yeah, but
which inspired a generation of young women to take up the flute.
So you think that Smash Mouth, if they just had a couple more ballads, they'd...
Well, Smash Mouth didn't inspire a generation of young women to take up the flute, so how can I really compare?
No, but I picked up the oboe because of them.
Inspired one young man to pick up
the oboe.
To pick
up the oboe and move it to the other side of the room.
Not even...
So I could change the song.
Not even use it. Yep, that makes sense. Yeah, what is an oboe,
but
by the way?
But how about Shrek, though? All right.
Shrek was pretty good. I don't remember.
Right, yes.
Shrek 1 is a classic. Absolute classic.
Shrek
1. Where was Celine Dion in that movie?
I think she played the Fiona.
No kidding. I knew it.
It's real.
Made sense.
Did you ever find out if we can swear on the radio?
Yeah, I don't think that you... I think that
is
you
the FCC
can,
listening?
No, I don't think the FCC is sitting with a stethoscope against the wall listening, or over the radio, or in a van outside with parabolic mics.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you probably can't swear on here. You can completely curse and be inappropriate on public television.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I used to work for Mass Access for public television.
That's
and
awesome.
The things that people don't know is that you have to, first of all, no matter what is given to you, you have to play it twice. You can pick the time that it plays and then never play it again, but you have to play everything sent in by someone in the community. And you can, there's no FCC regulation because it's a municipal industry, so you can do whatever you want. So we would have those where people would come in, like some high school rapper, and I'd have to film his filthy, horrible rap song, and then I'd program it for 2 in the morning, 2:30, and then just never play it again.
That's awesome.
It is really cool.
What if there's like nudity? Or anything. Can people be nude on public television?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow, I had no idea that there was that little
restriction. Reagan Communications Act. Everything you've given to public television has to be played.
Wow.
At least
Reagan.
Twice. The Reagan. That's under the Reagan Communications Act. Although I'm sure the Clinton's Communications
Act
did something as well.
Yeah.
Reagan.
Speaking of Reagan, let me tell you about... I don't even know, man. What do you do for work, Chris? Do you have a real job?
I do have a real job, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a real job and a fake job in Pat's mind as well, or Pat's lady's mind.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, this is one of the things that I was going to bring up earlier, and I didn't know whether it would be a good time to sort of say it. She was sort of like what I would call an alpha female, and she sort of had that attitude that's like kind of like female douchebag, and...
I think you can just call him a douchebag. I don't think there's any reason to split the genders there.
Yeah.
A douche is a douche.
I don't know if that's... that seems FCC appropriate.
Yeah, we get... What, do you work in communication? Like, because you used to...
My money does not come from that. I work for a tea company.
A tea company?
Yes. Kiragon's
it's called
a brand of gourmet
Mass Bay Transportation Company.
Wow, cool. Speaking of tea,
it's called Fung Ma Teas.
I visited the Boulder area and toured the Celestial Seasonings tea factory. It's lovely. If you ever get out there, just, check it out. Celestial Seasonings Tea. They're paying us a whole bunch of money to say that.
I bet it smells great in there.
It does.
Yeah. What are they paying?
They've got a whole room just
seasonings?
For peppermint. Hmm?
A whole room for peppermint? Why?
because they get a lot of peppermint tea that they got to make. It's on their schedule. You got to make all that tea.
You don't need a room for it.
You gotta make all that tea.
Are you Rick? Is that what that was?
Kind of. It's got to come out in the morning.
Do your best Miss Doubtfire impression.
I don't remember that.
Not good enough.
I'm Mrs. Doubtfire. I don't know.
Absolutely. That's chilling.
The sign of a great impression is always when the impression is saying who they are.
You're right.
That's how people talk.
Extremely. Oh, man.
Hello. Nuva Janaya Doubtfire, dear.
What was her actual name? Yuva Vagina? What was her actual name?
I think it was Yuva Janaya Doubtfire. I haven't seen that movie in a decade.
Yeah, it's been a while. Who can forget the unforgettable performance of
the late
Sally Fields? Playing
Sally Fields.
Sally Fields? Wasn't she the Flying Nun?
No, Sally Fields in Miss Doubtfire, she was playing Mary Todd Lincoln.
Who's
a fine man? That's a joke. That was the movie Lincoln. She played Mary Todd Lincoln. Daniel Day-Lewis. You're uncultured swine. Don't make mouth sounds into the mic. This isn't NPR.
There's a woman on our local NPR, at least for the state of Massachusetts, who has a lisp. I don't know her name. I never catch it when she introduces herself, but she has a lisp, and they give her every story on the station. And I always...
I think I know the lady you're talking about. Why?
It's not a problem. It's not like it drives you crazy, but... Yeah, why? I don't know.
But it's not...
Nothing wrong with that.
I guess there is nothing wrong.
You're still getting the news.
Yeah, but...
Well, what do we got to say? Like, everyone that has a lisp isn't allowed to...
I mean, it's sort of like fundamental to the job of... Yeah, if people can get past it, then hey, why not? But, I mean, what comes to my mind is a sort of fundamental to the job of being on NPR, probably, that you would want to have an impeccable speaking voice. But maybe it was just sort of a trial run of a new concept, and people maybe like it, so...
I'd rather that. I'd rather
Welcome
have someone...
Welcome back to NPR.
Use their real voice than the, you know, Hello. Regular
can
radio
we say
voice.
That we're NPR?
Yeah.
Can we pretend to be NPR? That.
There's probably some requirements that come with being NPR. So pretending to be NPR.
We're the National Pretend Radio. We just pretend to be all these different shows.
We're Toucher and Rich.
Hey, so I work at a, I work at a place. And beneath that place, where my office is, they had a brewery that had been there. And it closed. It'd always been very slow, and it just closed recently.
Which one was it?
Battle Road Brewing.
Never heard of it.
Well, you're going to hear about it now. They were supposed to open another place in, I believe, Foxborough.
Yeah.
And I found out last week, the man that owns it, I drive by a billboard every day for a gentleman on the radio named Greg Hill. Every day, twice a day, I drive by this billboard. Never listen to the show, don't know him. But I find out that he's the one that owns this bar. And he lost the bar and the place at Patriot's Place. And now he just lost all that money, and now he's covering the Jets scores on the radio.
Wow.
I just thought it was very strange that of all people. Grace.
But that's an American story, right? So we love comebacks. So.
Oh, yeah. He might not even have taken a big hit. I just think it's interesting that this one billboard I happen to drive by every day is owned by this guy that owns this place that I've walked by every day for the past 2 years.
That's pretty cool. But can you go and talk to that guy and get a billboard of yourself?
No. My cousin and her boyfriend live, their house is directly in front of a billboard. Like, the billboard is built into their backyard.
Oh.
And he, I was talking to my cousin's boyfriend, and he was telling me that he wants to buy the space for a month and just put, like, his chick's face blown up on there, or just things to be annoying because he owns the space.
Yeah.
And it was only like $300 for a month, which seems very reasonable.
He could put whatever he wanted there, but...
I'm sure there's some sort of...
Isn't there... Isn't the cost of those giant posters somewhat prohibitive of that whole scheme?
You gotta draw it yourself. Save money.
Just spray paints over each time.
Draw a piece of toast.
Somebody was telling me recently that they went out as a beer glass on Halloween. And it was actually my friend Mark. He was saying that he went out as he bought one of those like really cheap foam outfits where he was a beer glass, and somebody at the bar that he went to looked at him and goes, "Oh man, what are you like, toast or something?" He was like a stoner kid. Sounded hilarious. Hey, man, what are you like, toast or something?
What did you do for All Hallows Eve there, Pat? Did you have a spooky evening?
No, not really. I actually was, I think, in the Berkshires on actual Halloween. Was it like a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I was...
Where in the Berkshires?
I was in Otis, a town called Otis.
Okay, yeah, I know Otis.
And it wasn't actually on Halloween. It was the weekend before when most people celebrate. And then on Halloween, I think I was just editing audio. And then... Oh, yeah, I was, because I was concerned that driving my truck home from the media center, I was going to run over a trick-or-treater. That would have been bad. That would have been a spooky Halloween.
That would have been spooky. What about you, Oliver? Did you have a spooky evening?
I don't know. Halloween?
Yeah.
Halloween. Went to Bertucci's.
Ooh.
That's pretty spooky. Yeah, that's... They have spooky rolls.
Yeah, some spooky
Calorie counts
rules.
Will scare you.
Huh?
What did you just say? Can you say it again?
I said the calorie count to scare you, but his reaction was...
Speaking of the calorie count at Bertucci's, here's some BS. Bertucci's puts the calories underneath the pizzas.
Yeah.
And then there's this... It's like, whoa, that's not many calories at all.
Uh-huh.
You look, they've hidden it.
It's personalized,
on the page.
Right?
They've hidden it on the page. In the tiniest font on the page.
Yeah.
It says, calories are per slice.
Yep.
Whoa.
Purse, like,
sneaky.
Kidding me?
Bertucci's? Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That's a lie. That's we saw.
My mom was so
at
pissed.
I would be too. Yeah. What do you guys think about Dunkin' Donuts getting rid of the donuts and trying to be Dunkin'?
They don't have donuts anymore.
And only doing that, they still have donuts, but they only have done that at so many locations.
They've only done it in Massachusetts.
Oh yeah,
up in Maine and everywhere else, they don't have it yet. If they even will, I'm sure they won't. Maine doesn't.
Why?
They won't embrace that.
Was it just to really...
Maine won't embrace that.
It's not that they won't embrace it, but they just...
That'll never fly in Maine.
They're not... Dunkin' Donuts is not going to be sending new signs all the way up to Medibemps, Maine, because in Massachusetts they changed it. Like, they'll just...
If the Afflecks get on board, they will.
Casey?
Maybe.
The Afflecks have a share of Dunkin' Donuts?
I think that they would have a lot of pull. If the Afflecks don't approve of what Dunkin's doing, then Dunkin's not doing it. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. If Wahlberg gets on board too, I think that a lot of the Dunkin' Donuts business is shaped by New England actors.
Casey Affleck, wasn't he on the SNL with Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's a good
skit. Stereotypical, like, obnoxious people in Dunkin' Donuts. I know two people who worked for Dunkin' Donuts.
Wow. Tell us more.
They didn't really like it.
That seems somewhat condescending. I don't think I would either.
I'm working with my dad installing TVs in people's houses, and one of the people that we worked for recently, he owns 10 Dunkin' Donuts franchises. Gave us some Dunkin' coffee.
I was looking at the calorie count on the donuts recently because they now post that on the Dunkin' Donuts that I went to recently. I don't really generally go there, but I was I stopped in and they have their coffees set out like bar taps at this particular place. Huh. And then they have a lounge area, and then they had the donuts set out in a display case with the calorie count under each of them, and there's fewer calories in a glazed donut than in an old-fashioned donut, which is interesting.
Oh, yeah, because those are the least healthy, the old-fashioned.
Why is that?
It's not the least healthy.
And maybe it's not the least, but I know it is certainly not a healthy option at all in relation to the rest of them.
Yeah, all the calorie counts they seem like utter BS, I have to say. Nothing was what you would expect it to have been.
Well, it's per icing.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've basically spent 15 minutes here just improvising, and I thought that was pretty cool. And it hasn't been lost on me that you two are standing at the mics and talking, and that's pretty cool.
We're standing because that guy was standing when we came in.
Was he standing talking?
Yeah.
On the mic? Is that really what he's doing? I thought he was. I thought he had just gotten up out of the chair.
I don't know how you're sitting for so long.
Well, he's in the captain's seat, though, too. We're kind of off to the side here.
We are off to the side.
You have been shown.
This is quite the room.
This is a cool room.
I love this.
And
might I say,
you were going to add something after that?
No, this is quite the room, might I say.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to. I thought you were stating
that.
Did
blow you away with something?
Yep, you didn't.
No.
So
not me.
Yeah, I don't really know.
It blows me away that you punctuate all of your statements with a face that no one can see.
It's for,
that's for
the
you,
people
Chris.
In the
well,
studio.
I'm loving it. I find it kind of bizarre that we have we've been on the air for like what, 2 hours now? We know people are listening. We've taken over the station. We harmonized the Beach Boys. No one wants to give us a ring.
Well, that's because they don't know the number.
Oh, well,
855-915-9636. What is it, Oliver?
It's 855-915-9636.
Great spontaneous.
855 coming at you live.
Spontaneous.
9636.
Absolutely. And what is 9636?
WMFO.
And what is WMFO?
Wilderness.
No,
man,
no, I'm not asking you to.
Female ocean.
Ovary.
Why do you have a Skype? Can people watch this on Skype or what's that for?
I don't think so, but there's a camera right there.
I certainly
right?
hope
so,
not.
You see that white thing right there? That's with the black dot in the middle. That's a camera, and I believe that's just studio camera, so I don't think that's streaming to
WMFO
anywhere, but I don't know.
In Medford.
Yeah, it's in Medford.
The FCC requires that you
which
say
means that
exactly
you're probably in Medford
WMFO
if you're listening.
WMFO Medford.
Station ID every hour.
Every hour.
And do you want to pick up a PSA and read one of those?
Yes, we actually have one open right now. That one is kind of timely, what we're just saying. Why not cover up your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
You're darn right. Good job.
My mom.
Why would
it
be a public? That seems weird for the community to be taken charge for you on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I think that some of those PSAs have been doctored, and some of them I think might be a little dated.
Do you think a funny young kid here ever puts in a fake one?
I'm a huge fan of those PSAs. They seem
you
like
you seem like
they
you
seem...
don't have voice control.
What?
You're just like, I'm a fan of those.
Let me tell you about these PSAs. They're fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are better than average PSAs for sure.
That being said, I do like the fake PSA idea. I think that's a brilliant thing. That should
we could have a series of PSAs each episode, and some of them will be fake, some of them will be real.
You know what I like? Not necessarily a fake one. I like the idea more of forcing people to be your sponsor, like just naming companies and having them have to support what you're doing now.
Bud Light. Come on down and Bud Light.
That's great.
Come on down.
Come on down and Bud Light. It tastes like a nickel took a piss. That was my favorite description of Bud Light.
Oh, boy.
It's not very good. Yeah.
It's better than
come on down,
Bud Milwaukee's Light. Best. I remember being one time on a...
Wait, is that the actual brand?
Coors?
Yeah.
Miller?
Oh, okay.
No,
Bud Light, come on down, we're not very good. That's their tagline.
Bud Light, come on down, we're not very good. Bud Light, come on. Just drink it. Bud Light.
It's not your favorite, but...
But the bar's got more of that than anything.
Gets
but this person
done.
Just bought it for you, so it would be rude not to drink
Has
it.
Has anyone ever bought you a drink at the bar, Pat?
Yeah. That's not good one.
Like a stranger?
Yeah.
Has a stranger ever bought... Really?
Yeah.
Tell us that. Tell me about that. How'd that go?
Yeah, it wasn't very good. Like, they didn't ask really what I wanted, but a free drink's a free drink. And it might have been like a vodka soda or something like that.
But why did they buy you a drink?
Yeah, well, how got you in that situation?
Were you just cute?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it, I mean, it was...
And you only bought you one?
It wasn't a he, oh. She.
That's rare.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's
pretty rare.
Yeah,
pretty rare.
It's pretty rare. That does great with plumbers, but like...
Oh, well, okay.
Alpha women don't like them.
Well, this is... Yeah, this is what I was... So she was... another bit of information was... she said that she was a hockey player, and she said she was also a volleyball player, because she was talking about high school.
Cool.
And I think she asked, "Oh, what did you do?" And I said, "Oh, I was a runner. I did, you know, like track and stuff." And she goes, "Oh, non-contact."
Well, like, oh, so this is volleyball.
God. Yeah, I was like, "Oh, okay, this is going swimmingly."
You're like awkwardly sipping your free beer.
It wasn't her that bought the drink, but I think at one point she did. But oh man,
it's, why did? So you never explained, why did they get you the drink? You guys were just chatting, and then it was up for someone else to buy.
Yeah, I think she. I mean, so aside from just the when you're splitting with friends and you do different rounds, this time was just she offered, and I said, "All right, feminism." You know,
we're all feminists.
You can buy
here.
A drink for me. That'd be nice.
Oh boy, thanks.
Yeah.
First legal drink I ever had at a bar when I was 21 was bought by a stranger for me, and I spilt it all over her. And then she bought me a second one.
Drink.
Aww.
I know, isn't that nice?
That is really sweet. And now you're married.
Oh no, please, she smelled like Narragansett all night.
I pushed her aside. Oh boy.
Yeah, I
bought you a Narragansett. That's classic.
I'm really bad when it comes to not having a backup drink in mind, so particularly as I start to get a little bit buzzed at bars. So when I ask for something too specific for the situation that I'm in, can I get a rusty nail? And they go, look at what's behind me. Do we look like we can make rusty nails? Fair enough, sir. Fair enough.
Is that a type of beverage?
Yeah, it's actually Drambuie and Scotch, and they're pretty good.
Drambuie?
Yeah.
Mm, what, I don't know.
It's a potion.
Are you a cocktails guy though at a bar, or do you grab a beer? Like, what's what do you get when you sit down?
I would prefer a cocktail to a beer, but I
whiskey ginger.
Yeah, what's your go-to?
No, I wouldn't do whiskey ginger, but I mean, like, if it was a nicer place, I would get like a rusty nail or an old fashioned. But if I get a beer, I would do a Guinness.
Okay,
that's a good one.
What about you, Oliver?
The frustrating thing is it makes a difference how they pour the Guinness.
Yeah, sometimes I get a little frustrated because it's like, to me, hey, how's it going? To me, the Guinness thing is almost like when you go to a hibachi restaurant and you see the onion volcano and you go, you know, the next time you go to the hibachi place, you go, yeah, can you just go into the kitchen and do that? Like, I don't really need to see that. I've seen it before. I don't need to see you do the egg thing. I don't need my eyebrows singed. And so it's the same thing with the Guinness thing. I'm like, yeah, just dump that thing in there. Chris's mic just came off again.
Oh man, yeah.
So,
what's your favorite beer? What's your drink of choice?
My favorite beer? My favorite beer probably a Magic Hat number 9. But if I'm going somewhere, my go-to drink is always a 7 and 7.
7 and 7.
Yes,
what,
sir.
What is a 7 and 7? Seagram's, 7 Up and.
Yep, Seagram's 7 and 7 Up. Although nowhere has 7 Up anymore, so it's a lot.
Yeah, I was gonna say, who stocks 7 Up? That's crazy.
I didn't think they made it anymore.
Mr. Pibb.
I didn't think they made it anymore until I saw it in Malden a couple weeks ago.
You were just having such a tough time with this mic.
You were listening to WMFO Maverick.
You're listening to Struggle Live.
We have a host. Our coup is over. We have been...
I like...
Yeah, we're being
our occupation
replaced.
Here is over.
We did an occupation of the next hour. So what is your program called?
Yeah,
Pancaked. The next program on is Pancaked, and it's hosted by
DJ Maple.
DJ Maple. That is, I like that. And what do you generally have on your show? Is it kind of freeform, or is it
alt rock?
It's a lot of alt rock. So I'm going to turn over the radio at this point. I don't need the last minute. But I actually don't know if I thought that I did. If I didn't say it.
This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this was the extension coup hour of Man vs. Mob Radio. So I'm your host, Patrick Clerkin. I will see you next week at the normal time, which is 7 to 8 o'clock. So tune in. Peace.